Welcome to the podcast, guys. There are just so many things that I feel like I want to and need to say. I'm just going to start off with, why is it so cold in Ohio right now? I mean, everywhere, all over the world, apparently, like Georgia, Michigan, like literally all over the place. It's freezing right now. I'm just speaking from personal experience because I'm in Ohio and I'm really, really cold. We have our fireplace on, we have our heater on. I have a space heater that's really cute and looks like a little lantern. Got that on in my room, but all day I've been like freezing. I have not left the house at all today. At one point it was like, it's a -4, but it feels like -31 degrees. I'm like, who is going anywhere? A few people died today in, I don't know what, I think four people in northern Ohio died in like car accidents related to the weather, and then one person somewhere else in Ohio also died, and others were injured in another car accident related to the weather. So I'm like, it's crazy. There was absolutely no reason for me to want or need to leave the house today. I was out of the house last night for my friend's parents' anniversary party, and it was just the cutest, sweetest little party ever. And I was like, you know, that has done it for me until the streets are clear. I do not need to leave the house for a while. Tomorrow is Christmas Eve. This will be getting uploaded after Christmas. So happy holidays to those who celebrate Hanukkah, Christmas, and Kwanzaa. This will be posted on the first day of Kwanzaa. So joyous Kwanzaa to those who celebrate. Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah. Tomorrow, I said tomorrow's Christmas Eve already. I don't know why I'm backtracking. I already said tomorrow's Christmas Eve. I am super excited for Christmas Eve. I feel like I know everything that I've gotten already, because I've been shopping with my mom a lot this holiday season. This is the first Christmas season that I officially have my license, so I have been out in these streets shopping with my mom, and I've picked out a lot of my Christmas gifts. I got a new phone, a new Apple Watch, I got some clothes, some shoes that I picked out. There are other shoes that I got that I don't know about. Ooh, I got a purse I know about. Honestly, I'm like really satisfied with this Christmas. I feel like I got to choose a lot of the things that I'm gonna get tomorrow, and I feel like I'm just like really satisfied and happy going into the new year with all of these things. I don't know. I feel like it's like super silly because I feel like I've grown up in a culture watching like influencers and YouTubers do like their like Christmas haul of what they got, and they're like, I don't want to brag, like I'm so grateful that my parents are rich and that I can have this life. and me, I don't come from that life. I don't come from wealthy parents that can get me like $500 worth of makeup at like Sephora and like a new phone and like a new MacBook and stuff. But I mean, this Christmas, I'm not trying to say like I don't come from anything. I've always gotten like what I wanted for Christmas, and not in a bragging way, but just like fortunate enough that my parents are not rich and that they still provide for me, you know? So I just think it's so funny that I'm just like, I'm happy what I got for Christmas, and it isn't even Christmas yet, because I am. And I feel like it's okay to be happy and to celebrate when you get things, because I'm such a giver. Like, my number one love language is gifting gifts, and like I like receiving quality time. Like, those are my top two. Like, I loved gift giving, and I loved when people spend quality time with me. Like, those are my two top love languages. I feel loved when people spend time with me, and I feel like I'm showing love by giving people things. And so I appreciate when people gift me things, because I know how it feels when you gift somebody things and they're really excited about it. I remember for graduation, when I graduated high school, my friend got me this huge bag of Sour Patch Kids, and I cried. It was the best gift I had ever gotten. I was like, oh my god, you thought about me. It's just so silly. Whew. All right, so that was the longest non-intro ever. Today is just kind of like getting back in the swing of podcasting. So I didn't really have like a set agenda on what to talk about. It was really good that I went in today because like the holidays are coming up. There's so much to talk about with like the holidays approaching. It's the first holiday season in a couple years where I'm not working. The past couple years I've been working retail. This would have been my third holiday season working retail, and I'm just so happy that I'm not, because I feel like I've gotten to do more things and like spend more time with family and actually enjoy the holidays. When you're working retail, and even other jobs, like I know that people that work at like movie theaters and stuff don't even get holidays off, because movies, they release like big movies on Christmas Day and Thanksgiving Day and New Year's Day. Like, it's just so crazy to me. But when I was working retail, I didn't really get to enjoy the holidays, because like I just wanted to rest and prepare to work for the next day, you know? Like, I didn't, the only 2 days that we had off, our store was closed, was Thanksgiving Day and Christmas Day. The store was open every other day throughout the year. So, and the day after Christmas is my sister's birthday. This year, the day after Christmas, I'm going to be hanging out with my friend again, whose parents' anniversary party I was at last night. I'm going to be hanging out with my friends, with those friends on the day after Christmas. And then I'm going to be house sitting for them. It'll be my first time house sitting. It's going to be crazy. But they have a cute little puppy named Bruno. They have 3 dogs. I love all 3 of them. They got a new little baby named Bruno, and he has to be let out the house a lot to go potty. So they need somebody to watch the house, and I will be watching the house, but they have a lot of land and I get kind of scared by myself. So I'll have to find like some things to keep me occupied and not scared house sitting by myself. But yeah, I'm just like super excited that I get to enjoy this holiday season and not focus on, I gotta go to work tomorrow, and I'm exhausted after work and my feet hurt and stuff like that. Speaking of holidays, New Year's is approaching. I literally like don't have any set New Year's plans. So crazy. But I will be home alone, and I think I'm just gonna invite some friends over here, probably get some food, get some drinks. We might go out like earlier in the night and then come back here and just hang out. 2 drag queens from Drag Race are gonna be at a nightclub here that I like to go to. Willow Pill and Cornbread are gonna be at Axis on New Year's Eve. And my friend, it's so funny because I don't really watch Drag Race, but my best friend does, and him and his boyfriend made me watch an episode of Drag Race, one of their favorite seasons, and it was the season that Willow Pill won. And then the following week on my Instagram, I see the nightclub post that Cornbread and Willow Pill are going to be having a New Year's Eve party there, and I'm like, hello, like, this is the perfect time for us to go. Like, I just discovered these queens. I love drag shows. I love partying. Like, we have to go. But even if we like don't end up going there, my other friend is going to a music bar that is also having something going on New Year's Eve. Everybody's gonna have something going on everywhere on New Year's Eve, so I will be spending it somewhere, doing something, and then probably just wrapping up the night at home. Not really sure what that day is gonna look like. I also, where I'm from, there is like a Facebook page where girls can like make friends and be friends with girls, and it's like a wide range of girls. It's usually girls in like their mid to late 20s, early 30s looking for friends. And it's funny because I'm in my early 20s, I'm only 22, and I finally like met up with one of these girls and we went to a bar and it was really nice. She was really nice. Her name was Elena, and she invited me to go back to that bar with her on New Year's Eve, because the band that she went to go see that I met up with her is also performing on New Year's Eve. They're having a New Year's Eve party at that bar. That one's kind of a little further from my house, so I don't know if I'll go, depending on what the roads look like, because when I drove back home that time, the roads were slippery, and I did not enjoy that until I got on the highway. The highways were clear, and all the streets in the city where I'm from were clear, but I was coming from, like, a smaller town. They weren't really clear there. So, and right now we're at a level 2 snow emergency, and a lot of the smaller towns around us are at level 3 snow emergencies right now. So, I think, yeah, no, we're still, I was like, did we reach level 3? No, we're still at a level 2. A lot of places right now have reached a level 3. The temperatures are set to start rising again by Monday, which I'm really hoping they do, because that's when I have to go to my friend's house. So I'm really, really hoping that the streets are clear, because if not, I'm just gonna get dropped off. I'm not driving there. That'll be really funny. But yeah, I'm just like really excited to bring in the new year. I feel like everybody's always like, new year, new me. I mean, honestly, it's gonna be new year, same me, just like different goals. This past year, I really like focused on like exercise and stuff like that. I lost a lot of weight, and then I feel like I gained most of it back. Not all of it, but most of it. Going into the new year, I'm not really focused on weight loss. Like, I want that to be a thing that happens, but my priority really is just like being more active and focusing on eating habits. Like, those are like my main two things. And I did a study with the university here and the college that I go to, and it was like focused on eating habits and stuff like that. And I feel like I really got to pay more attention to like what I was eating and how active I was. Like, it was like the first time that I really focused on like how active I was being. And I feel like going into the new year, it's been like ingrained in me. Now I feel like when I'm not active, I feel gross. I feel like, oh my God, I gotta go do something. And it sucks when it's, the weather isn't nice outside. Like, I can't wait for the spring. Like, when it starts warming up again and stuff. Like, I'll even go for a walk in the winter as long as the grounds are not looking like they are now, as I look out the window, completely covered. But yeah, I think that's like the main thing I'm excited about, is being able to take these things that I've just like come accustomed to in this new year and this year and applying them to the new year. It's gonna be my main thing. I also have like a new reading goal. This year I've read not a lot of books, but I've read more than I usually do. Like, I usually read books on my phone. Like, my friend will send me books. Recently I've gotten to Kindle Unlimited. My friends will send me like Apple Books to like download and read, or Wattpad books. Like, usually just reading on my phone. I could do a whole episode on Wattpad. It's so funny. But like going into the new year, I'm really gonna focus on like reading more. Right now Right now I'm reading Credence by Penelope Douglas, which I know is like a very problematic book on Book Talk, but before it became problematic, a lot of people were hyping this book up, so I'm like, which is it? So which is it, y'all? So I'm definitely gonna put an update on how I feel about it. I picked it up at Barnes & Noble. It was the first time I ever seen it at my Barnes & Noble. So I grabbed it because it had been on my Amazon cart for like over a year. Finally grabbed it, started reading it, and honestly, it's been good so far, but I'm not even that far into it because finals came and stuff, so I stopped reading it. So I'm on like chapter 4. So I'm literally not that far at all into the book, but I mean, as far as her writing goes, like, she's a good writer so far. I feel like I can, like, vividly see everything that's going on. It also kind of just runs through my head like a Wattpad book would, but the grammar is just better. Like, it's not written by a 12-year-old, you know? I feel like Wattpad is also so, like, underestimated. Like, a lot of people think of Wattpad and they think of fan fiction. Like, I just read, oh my god, a book that everybody needs to read on Wattpad, Vampire's Pet is what I think it's called. So good. I can't wait for the third one to come out. I freaking loved it. I'm really into the, like, vampire and werewolf books right now. I've gone through my fan fiction phase and I read everything from like One Direction, Mindless Behavior, WWE, like fan fiction, all in that realm. I even read some like Prince Harry fan fictions before he was married to Meghan. No disrespect to my queen. But I like am now into the like just reading about like werewolves and vampires. I've read more werewolf books than I have vampire books, but I found this one vampire book and I was like, I'm gonna read it and see what it's about. And it is probably one of the best reads that I've ever read on Wattpad. Like, so good. She did so good on this book, the author did, and there is a sequel to it. And then the main vampire in the story has a brother that also appears in Vampire's Pet. Then she went and wrote a book called, I think it's called Prey, and it's the brother's perspective, and it's literally just a whole different story, because the whole like basis behind this book is that it's this world where vampires have humans as pets that they feed off of for the blood that they don't feed off of them and kill them. They feed off of them and keep them for so long until they run out of blood and their body is just tired and they die, you know, and then they get a new pet. And they have these pet shops and there's human in cages and vampires go and they buy the pets. And, you know, it's crazy. It's wild. The brother, I'm not gonna spoil anything for anybody, but that's kind of the basis. Main character's name is, I think it's Nicholas, I can't even remember. He goes and buys a pet, and he has a brother who also has a pet. His brother's name is Xander. I read this so long ago. His brother also has a pet, and his brother appears in the book multiple times, especially in the second book. He appears a lot more in the second book than in the first book. And so does his pet. But the book Prey is about Xander and his pet. And oh my gosh, it's such a good book. And she's supposed to be coming out with a third book about the first brother that I was talking about, the original brother, the OG. She's supposed to be coming out with a book about the third book about him and his pet. And guys, when you read these books, when you read them, you're going to become addicted and you're going to be like, I need the third book. That is me right now. As soon as she drops it, I'm not doing anything. Don't call me. Don't talk to me. Don't look at me. I will be in my room binging this book until I'm done, probably crying and laughing in my bed until I'm done reading that book, because it's so freaking good. Like, it's just crazy good. I'm trying to think if there's like any other like Wattpad books. I can't even do that. I feel like I just need to have like a whole episode dedicated to books I've read on Wattpad, because I could just go on and on. I think that's what I'm gonna do at some point. I'm just gonna make a whole episode dedicated to books I've read on Wattpad. It's funny. I also have a really good friend that still reads Wattpad books, which I feel like we need friends in our life like that, that read Wattpad books like us. If you're a Wattpad book reader, because I feel like so many people are haters. They're like, you still read Wattpad? You read fanfiction? I'm like, no, I don't freaking read fanfiction. I read good books on Wattpad. And you know what? They might be smutty, but they're good books. And my friend reads fanfiction shamelessly. Are you kidding? That is the kind of people I need in my life. People that read fanfiction shamelessly. Yes. I wish I had the balls to, like, continue to read fanfiction. I just can't. I think the last good fanfiction I read was probably the Prince Harry one that I read. And I can't even remember what it was about. And it also was never completed. Well, it was. The first one was. And then she wrote a second one that was never completed, which I was like low-key upset about, because in the first book Prince Harry gets married to, and it's so funny because he gets married to an American in these books, and this was before he was married to Meghan. This was pre-Meghan, okay? This was before him and Meghan were even engaged. But anyway, he gets married to an American, and the second book she's pregnant. So, she never finished it. We never got to meet the baby. And I don't, I mean, at this point, if I was the author, I wouldn't finish the book. Because what's the point, you know? Like, especially with everything going on now, I would not finish those books. But if she did, I would have finished reading them, because they were good. But that was the last good fan fiction I read. The last good One Direction fanfic I read. I can't even think about it. Guys, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to do a whole episode on books I've read on Wattpad and books you need to read on Wattpad. I'm just going to do a whole episode centered around Wattpad, and nobody can stop me, okay? Guys, all right. Back on Christmas, I feel like we jumped all over the map. What is everybody excited to be getting for the holidays? I was really excited for my purse. And then the other day on a whim, I went and brought a pink purse that is in the same style of the purse that I know I'm getting for Christmas. Because that was with my mom when she bought it. So I was really excited for that purse. But now I've been carrying around a pink purse. It's just like kind of similar to it. It's not the same brand or anything. It's just in the same style of it. I am still excited to be getting that gift, though, because that purse is black and this one is pink. So that one will go with everything more than this bag will. And this one I got from Target. So it's really cute, though. Target bags are so expensive. This bag was $43. It was $40 with taxes and stuff. It's $43. Also, I went to the Target in Hilliard near where I'm from, and they have an Ulta inside of it now, and I went because I was like, I need to have the Ulta Target experience. That's the closest one to me, and it's been recently opened, so I was like, I need to have the Ulta Target experience. I literally searched Ulta Target locations, and two of them came up. It was that one, and it was one in Dublin. And I was like, I'm gonna go to the one in Hilliard. I don't really like going to Dublin, so it was the first time I had ever been to this Target in Hilliard. I went inside, and I was like, you know what? I might only ever shop at Ulta at Target now. Are you kidding? Because I go into Ulta, and I spend so much unnecessary time looking at things that I know I'm never gonna buy, going in areas that I've never gone into and purchased something out of. And I feel like the Ulta inside of the Target is so necessary for me, because it has Too Faced and it has Morphe. And those are like the two main brands that I get stuff from. The only one it doesn't have, or I didn't see it have, was Kylie Cosmetics, which honestly was fine, because anytime I go into an Ulta and I see Kylie Cosmetics, I always tell myself I'm gonna buy something from Kylie Cosmetics, and then I never do. So it literally is just so unnecessary for me to go. On top of them, on top of like the Ulta in the Target, it's also the regular like Target beauty section, so that it has like NYX and e.l.f. and stuff like that, which is what I usually get. And I've been trying out the like black owned makeup businesses. I've had Beauty Bakery a lot. I really appreciate Beauty Bakery. I think it's such a cute concept, and I've found some really good products that I really like. However, she's really expensive. Like Beauty Bakery, the flower setting powder is the one that like I always use that setting powder. I do theater, so I need a good setting powder for stage, so I'm not looking oily, and I always use the Beauty Bakery setting powder, and I know a lot of people don't like it, but it worked with me and I loved it. Black owned business too, so I had no problems purchasing, but it was $15. Then I started using another black owned business because it was right next to it, and I still had some of the Pinch of Flower setting powder at home. So I was like, I don't know if I want to spend $15 on another one when I still have some at home. But maybe I just want to try a different one to see if I like it. And so there was a brand called Black Radiance, like, right next to it. Picked it up. It was $6.99. Tried it. And I'm in love with it. Also, I'm, like, a pretty dark girl. Like, I'm dark brown. And it was a banana powder. And I never tried a banana powder before. I use translucent powder. Like, a lot of people that are my skin tone, and a lot of people that I know that are black use, like powder with pigment in it. I don't, because I already use foundation. I feel like that's too much for me personally. So I always use translucent powder, and it works really well with me. But I've never used, a banana powder. And my friend told me, she was like, oh, it's just, like, translucent powder. Like, and I'm like, yeah, but that yellow tint, like, I don't know how it's going to turn out. Listen, flawless. I feel like my makeup just looks so much better now with this, like, powder. And I'm using the Black Radiance Banana Powder. I'm loving every second of it. It's probably my favorite setting powder. My aunt which one is she using? I think she's using e.l.f., the e.l.f. loose powder that she also got at Target, and I think I might try that one next. I went a while doing my makeup without setting powder because I didn't have any, and my makeup was horrible. I was oily. I hated it. So I've just come to the conclusion that I cannot do my makeup without having setting powder. I don't even use a spray. I feel like sprays are just so unnecessary for me personally. A lot of people say their makeup rubs off when they don't use a spray, but mine stays on. I just set it with the powder and I am good to go. I feel like sprays make me look so much more like dewier. Even if it says like it's a matte finish, like I never get that matte finish. I only ever get that matte finish if I'm using a powder. So I've never found a spray that I've been, like, satisfied with. If somebody has used a spray that they are satisfied with, please let me know. Because I have not found one that is a true matte finish that does not make me look, like, dewy. So somebody just let me know. Because I am waiting for the day that I find a spray that actually works for me. I tried a bunch of different ones, and I was like, I feel like the spray stuff is just like a myth, because I have not found one that actually works. My aunt wants to try the like One Size Beauty spray. She says she's been seeing a lot of good reviews about that, but I'm like, you know, I need to see in person results. So if you try it, let me know how it goes, because I need something that makes me look matte, baby. I don't need something that I'm glowing and shining if a light hits my face, you know? So, I don't even know how I got on this topic. But anyway, I was talking about the Ulta and that Target and that in Hilliard. But anyway, it's probably my favorite Target. It is a little further from my house. But, you know, it has the Too Faced lip injection that I use. That's like my number one lip gloss right now. Second to that, as far as like a plumping gloss goes, I have three top plumping glosses, all for different reasons. Me, I like the minty sting of a plumping gloss. Like, that satisfies me so much, and it makes my lips feel fresh. It also adds to like the freshness of your breath. Brush your teeth, people. I hate when I'm talking to people and their breath stinks. Anyway, it adds to the freshness of your breath, and that is, which one is it? Revolution. The Revolution, Pout Balm is what it's called. I use it in Glaze. That's the shade. It's just the clear. They have it in tinted shades too, but I just like the Glaze. And then I use the, Soap and Glory. Ooh, I don't even know what it's called. I can't even think of what it's called, but it's a Soap and Glory plumping gloss. It was the first one that I ever used. And I used it in, like, the XXL or the extra large or whatever it was called. It didn't really do much, but it made my lips feel really soft. And so I was obsessed with that. And then my Target stopped selling Soap and Glory altogether. And I was sad because that was also the only face wash that I used. It was the best face wash that I ever used, was the Soap and Glory one. And my Target stopped selling the Soap and Glory products altogether. So... And all the other Targets around me still sell Soap and Glory. So I don't know why mine stopped selling it, but it's annoying. Anyway, there was the first plumping gloss that I ever used, and it made my lips feel really soft. And then I have to move on and find a different one because my Target stopped selling it. And that's when I moved on to the Revolution Pout Balm. And I really liked that one. Then I finally caved in and tried the $30 lip injection by Too Faced. And that one, I feel like, has actually had results. Like, I feel like my lips look more fuller now. And it's not like a put it, like, for me, it wasn't like a put it on instant result thing. I feel like my lips just got plumper and juicier, like, over time. And they didn't blow up, and they're not huge, and it doesn't look like I got, like, lip shots. Like, my lips are not big. I didn't go from, like, pre-Kylie to Kylie now, but, and I already had full lips. I just feel like it filled in my lips in areas that I was insecure about. And I was really insecure about, like, the wrinkles on my lips. My lips are now just very smooth and full, and I really like that. So I feel like it added, I don't know what it did, and maybe I'm just imagining it, but it worked really well for me personally. So the Too Faced lip injection is my number one lip plumper. If you're gonna try or get any, number two, I would say get the Revolution Pout Balm is number two. The only thing I don't like about the Pout Balm is that the tube that it comes in, the applicator, is so thick that it's a little short too, but it looks like, oh, I'm getting a good amount of gloss in there. The applicator is so thick that you're getting half of what's in the tube. Like, it looks like it's filled, but it's actually just halfway filled. Because once you stick the applicator in there, it pushes the rest of that gloss up. Revolution, you're not slick. You need to make a skinnier applicator or a taller tube. Because I'm paying $7.99 for this short bottle that's halfway filled. And I was like, oh, it's fine. It's $7.99. It's like a short bottle. So I'm not upset about it. But when you take into account that it's a short bottle, and on top of that, you're still getting half of what's already in the small mini bottle because the applicator is so thick. Yeah. Revolution, you're tripping. Get it together. I need a full size bottle, or a skinnier applicator, because Pout Balm is a really good gloss just in general if you're looking for a gloss. But it's also not a bad plumping gloss either. So, Revolution, see me about it. But yeah, I'm really excited. I think my purse is like what I'm really excited about. Ooh, I also got a bunch of clothes from Old Navy. Guys, Old Navy's clearance right now is off the chain. We got a coat for $2. Like, it's crazy. So much of their stuff is on clearance. Obviously, it was a lot of, like, thinner clothes, summery clothes. But, like, This is the best time to buy your summer clothes because a lot of it's going to be on clearance, especially your swimsuits. This is the best time to buy your summer swimsuits. I hate people that shop in the winter and they're like, what am I going to do with that? That's summer clothes. Okay, you act like it's going to be winter forever. What you're going to do with it is you're going to buy it now. You're going to save it for the summer. So that all summer you're not running around shopping trying to buy swimsuits when they're $30. You're going to buy it now while it's $2.99 on clearance. Okay? Like, people need to smart shop. People always shop for their season clothes while they're in the season. Like, no, you got to shop while the stuff's on clearance when it's out of season. Because that is when you get the best deals, babe. Get the best deals when they're on clearance. I love a clearance deal. I was never a clearance shopper until recently. Because I realized clearance just it has, like, all the best things, guys. That's what I'm excited to look for Christmas. I was, like, really excited. Like, my family has traditions where we always, like, bake cookies and watch movies. And, like, the past few years, it's, like, kind of sucked because, like, well, number one, COVID. But number two, like, people get, like, tired. We always start, like, the cookie baking process late. This year, we're going to try and start early. They said we're going to start early. But the way my family goes, I don't know how early is early. They might still start their baking at 6 o'clock. So, and to me, that's still too late because the kids bake the cookies, and they like to bake the cookies for hours. I have not baked a cookie in years, because I just don't want to sit at the table with them while they're decorating it. It's just not for me. Y'all decorate the cookies, I'll eat them. Also, they're cookies for Santa, and we had, like, a Santa plate that we would leave our cookies on, and then Santa would write us a note in the morning. So, now we're doing that for my sister, because she still believes in Santa, and I have a nephew and a little brother now, and they're both too young to know anything about old Saint Nick, but this is their first Christmas where they're both 1 year old, and so I guess they're gonna try and get in on all the cookie baking activities. That'll be fun for everybody in the kitchen except for me, because I will be in the living room watching movies, or I will be in my room watching movies. I will not be baking cookies this year. I don't know if they know that, but I will not be partaking. But that is one of the traditions we have. We also have the new pajamas tradition. Every year we get new Christmas pajamas. We put on our pajamas. We bake our cookies, and then we shower, put on our pajamas to watch a movie. That's our Christmas traditions. This year, they want us to, like, play games. I was supposed to be looking up some games for us to play. I guess I'll do that tomorrow morning. Figure out what games they want these people to play. But we're not really going to be having time to play a lot of games if they're going to start cookies at 6 o'clock. So, I don't, unless we play games in the morning. And then we have family that sleeps over. And then we wake up at the ass crack of dawn and open gifts. Last year, I feel like the older we get, the more we wake up less and less early. And I feel like we get more patient with waiting for the other people to wake up. Like, when I was younger, me and my sister was waking up early. Like, it was still dark outside. We was opening gifts. Last year, I woke up, ate breakfast, waited for everybody else to wake up before we started opening gifts. This year, I might wake up at noon. Who knows, you know? I'm, like, not in a rush to open gifts. But I am in a rush to see everybody else open their gifts. That's, like, my favorite thing, is seeing everybody else's reaction. I did say that I was excited to get that purse, but I think I'm really excited to get my Apple Watch, because I've already set it up and I know that I have it, but it's just sitting in my parents' room in the box, dead. So I'm really excited for that. But that's kind of, like, the main things that we do. I feel like Christmas, like, the preparation for Christmas takes so long, and I feel like Christmas just comes and goes. Like, you don't really have enough time to, like, enjoy the day. I feel like everybody's just such in a rush to open their gifts. Then once all your gifts are open, it's like, what do I do now? You know, like, I really just like to savor the day, savor the moment. Like, I hate when Christmas just comes and goes. It happens every year. I feel like I blink and Christmas is over. So I'm not really trying to have those vibes this year. Like, I really want to savor Christmas. I want to enjoy Christmas. I want it to be a good Christmas. I'm really excited that the day after Christmas, though, I get to spend with my friends. I usually, like, don't really do anything. Well, the past couple years, obviously, I've been working the day after Christmas, but I also feel like that's really important, is to stay in that holiday spirit and not, like, rush out of it too fast, because once Christmas is over, I hate the people that, like, take down their Christmas tree immediately on December 26th. I'm like, can you let New Year's breathe? We keep our Christmas tree up until, like, February. Now, people with real trees, I understand once they start dying. We were a real tree family for years. I mean, throughout my entire childhood, we didn't get our first fake tree until I was, like, 16. So I know the deal with, like, fake trees, real trees. But even when we had our real tree, we still kept it up for so long. But then once my mom got tired of, like, vacuuming up the, like, pine needles, she would have my grandpa throw it out. But I am super excited for the holidays. Also, I feel like I'm an adult now. I'm a legal drinker now. I get to enjoy New Year's. I get to go out. I get to go to the clubs. I can get into the clubs. I can buy drinks at the clubs. I'm an adult. I am grown. I am so excited for this year. I just hope that I could find, like, fun plans to do on New Year's, especially because I'm driving now. I feel like this year is just, like, a whole new step in my life, this holiday season. I can do so much by myself and with friends. And I feel like I just need to have the ultimate, like, New Year's Eve plans now. Like, I need to do something. I just want to see my friends. One of my best friends goes to, I don't want to say the school that she goes to, but it's about 2 hours away from me, the college that she goes to, and she is going back to school because her roommate, she has an apartment up there, and they're going to have a New Year's Eve party. And so I'm like, you know, like, that kind of sucks, but, like, she's going to spend New Year's with her boyfriend and her friends. So, like, I feel like I need friends, because, like, when your friends, like, go to school, they make new friends. They essentially get a whole new life. Like, you have to realize that people are gonna move on without you, and, like, you'll still be there. It's not like they're pushing you out of your life, but, like, they're creating their own life, and I feel like I need to make friends here, because, like, I'm always alone. Like, I don't really, like, see or talk to anybody. Like, this semester was, like, low-key depressing. I mean, I hung out with, like, some friends, but I studied a lot by myself, and I made some friends that I could study with sometimes, which was nice, but I spent a lot of time alone. And looking back at it, it's, like, sad. Like, if I saw somebody like me, I would, like, empathize with them so much. Like, I don't know, I'm not pitying myself, I'm just saying, like, I just think it's funny that I am this way, because that's, like, not the type of person I am. So I need to make friends here. It's just so hard for me to make friends here, because I have, like, anxiety, and I also just, like, I look at people. Anyway, I'm not getting sobby. I'm not getting... I feel like everything took such a turn. I was like, on New Year. that's so funny. I'm laughing at myself. That is so ridiculous. Girl, you're not about to make people feel bad for you. I know. The point of that was not to feel bad for me. The point of that was for me to be like, ha ha, I'm so funny, I don't have any friends. I do have friends, but, like, none of them live here, and they all have their own lives, and they have other friends, and, like, I feel like I just need to open up more and make more friends so that I can enjoy life. You know, like, don't live in the moment. I mean, live in the moment. Don't live. I don't know. But yeah, guys, I'm excited for the holidays, and I just keep saying that, but I feel like that's just the general feeling for today, is that tomorrow, or right now, because it's midnight, Merry Christmas Eve, guys. I didn't even, it's almost 1 a.m. too. This whole podcast, I started it really late, but today was a busy day. Yeah, Merry Christmas Eve. It's Christmas Eve. I'm really excited for Christmas. This will be getting uploaded the day after Christmas. I will not be home that day, so I don't know exactly what time this podcast is going to get uploaded. Hopefully by noon. That is my goal, for all of these episodes to get uploaded by noon. So Merry Christmas. Post all of your gorgeous gifts. I would love to see them. Don't regret posting them. Don't apologize for being you. Always be you. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. My next podcast will not, you won't hear from me until the new year. Isn't that crazy? The next time you hear my voice, it'll be 2023. Also, just thank you for listening to my podcast. Like, this is so crazy that, like, that I'm doing this, you know, like, just talking. I love to discuss things, and I never have anybody to talk to. And now I can talk to myself and hope that people listen. So thank you. If you are listening, I really appreciate you for sticking by and listening to almost an hour of nonsense of me talking about Wattpad and New Year's. And I almost went on a rant about, I don't even know what about, but I can't wait for the new year. I have some big things coming up with podcasts. Hopefully I'll get some good friends on here to talk with me about some crazy stuff. Can't wait to talk about books and Wattpad and everything the world could ever imagine, because that is just me. Thank you guys for listening. I love you forever. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Bye-bye. Mwah.